This podcast of this Swain event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
So happy today. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. The Swain event is fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Let me go ahead and get this out of the way now. Tennessee did not win. Tennessee did not go to a bowl game. And Tennessee, right now, we're terrible. With that being said, how about those Clemson Tigers beating down Alabama? Kind of feels pretty good. Feels pretty good. I like it. I like it, guys. Good morning.
I think the entire SEC exercised some demons there because Clemson did what very literally no team in this conference has been able to do since Nick Saban has been at Alabama. I mean, that was unprecedented on every level. I don't know how they did it. I am stunned. Still, I kind of felt like I would wake up this morning and look at Twitter and it would be like, Alabama actually wins by 40 and you dreamed it all. But no, that really happened. I'm speechless, seriously, about it. I genuinely never thought I would see that happen.
Man, this was fantastic.
It was a lot of fun to watch, that's for sure.
There just weren't a lot of signs that that was coming. I'm not surprised that Clemson won because they have a lot of talent on their football team. But when you break it down position by position going in, I thought Alabama had a lot of matchups in their favor. I mean, I knew the one thing that I was confident about from Clemson's standpoint was the fact that Trevor Lawrence can absolutely throw the pill around, but my concern was that he's a true freshman starting in a national championship game against Alabama. And then I was also confident that T. Higgins, Amari Rodgers, Justin Ross, who I know Swain can't wait to talk about Justin Ross, but I knew those receivers could go out and make some plays. But when you looked at the offensive line, you know, they were kind of up and down all season. Travis Etienne, he had a couple big games to make his season production maybe look a little better than what it was. And then the Clemson secondary going up against the Alabama receivers, I didn't like that matchup either for Clemson. And, boy, did things just flip completely. I mean, Tua Tagovailoa didn't even look like the guy he was during the regular season.
Can't turn the ball over. And Tua had two really bad mistakes. Alabama put the ball on the ground several times, recovered those, but Clemson brought it to Alabama. I don't know who wins the game if they played a series of 10, who would win more, but it doesn't matter. That's why this game of football is so great, because any given day you could win if you go out there and you execute. And Alabama executed perfectly. Trevor Lawrence didn't look like a freshman, and I'll be honest, he looks like the best quarterback in college football, and he will be for the next 2 years. Or 3 years if he decides to stay. But that would just be silly, right?
He's not staying.
Yeah.
It'd be absurd.
He is special. They don't make him like Trevor Lawrence every year. You only get a Trevor Lawrence like once a decade, something like that. And he is special. What's really cool about Alabama losing the way they did and the Clemson winning is that Dabo Swinney is showing everyone that you don't have to be Nick Saban. You don't have to be, and there's a lot of things said about Nick Saban. Some of it's unfair, some of it's fair. But a lot of people around Nick Saban, those players, they love Nick Saban. But you don't have to be like Nick Saban to run a program and win and be a powerhouse. You can treat people good. You can be a little goofy. It doesn't have to be about you. It hasn't been about Dabo. It's been about those players. It's been about the other coaches on his staff, allowing them to coach. If you are Tennessee today, Clemson just showed you that you can take two guys, and I said this last week, you can take two guys, make them co-offensive coordinator, let them do their job, And they can go win. And they can go be successful. Why? Because they're on the same page. They don't have any egos. You can do this. Dabo Swinney is showing all the coaches across college football that you can do it. It doesn't have to be done the Nick Saban way. And this is important for Jordan Pruitt, too, because he needs to understand this, too. It doesn't have to be the Nick Saban way to win. You can be yourself. You can be yourself. You can take things here and there from other great coaches, put it into your recipe for your success. Dabo Swinney was coached by the great Gene Stallings. I'm sure he took some things from Gene Stallings. I'm sure he took some things from Terry Bowden. Is it Terry Bowden?
I believe that's who preceded him, yeah.
No, it's not Terry Bowden.
Where?
Terry's the one that coached Auburn.
Oh, that's right.
It's not Terry. It's the other Bowden.
Yeah.
Anyways, he took some things from Bowden. And Tommy Bowden. There we go. And he did his own thing. And I think that stood out in a huge, huge way. Freshman, once again, in a national championship game, made plays and took over. Last year, it was Tua taking over to win. This year, it was Trevor Lawrence and Justin Ross. My goodness. Was that an and-one mixtape that we just watched last night?
I mean,
Was that hot sauce, white chocolate, body from, I don't know all these names.
I don't know if it was an and-one mixtape, but I know when Philip Fulmer in Tennessee puts on their coaching clinic that they do during the offseason, they're going to take that Alabama film, and it's going to be on the what not to do when coaching football games. That fake field goal was 1,000 times worse, in my opinion, than Kirby Smart's fake punt.
That was terrible.
That was bad. I mean, Alabama was out-coached. They were out-hustled. They were obviously outplayed. I mean, they were outworked in every single phase of that football game.
What I would ask, I completely agree. That was probably the most stunning point in that entire game. When that play happened, I was just taken completely aback because it was an anti-Nick Saban move, it seemed like. But does this championship for Clemson give any validity to the one-and-done coaches that Alabama seems to have? So Clemson, co-offensive coordinators Tony Elliott, Jeff Scott, both have been there for 4 seasons. They've been there for both national championships. Defensive coordinator Brent Venables has been there for 7 seasons. While at Alabama, you got Tosh Lapoy in year 1. You got Mike Locksley in year 1. And they looked like a couple of deer in headlights. Does this give any validity to consistency as a big key in building a powerhouse like this?
I don't think Mike Locksley looked like a deer in headlights. I thought he called a good game. They didn't execute. I will say it cost them Justin Ross. When Nick Saban was at LSU and LSU was recruiting me, that's the reason why I didn't want to go to LSU. The same reason why Kurt Herbstreit and Fowler yesterday talked about Justin Ross did not want to go to Alabama, because they had different wide receiver coaches over and over and over. He didn't feel comfortable. That's the same exact reason why I didn't want to go to LSU. I wanted more stability. I'm not putting the game offensively on Mike Locksley. Man, Tua didn't play well.
He played really poorly.
He didn't play well. Those fourth down calls down the red zone, I mean, players got to execute. Defensively, they got torched. They got torched defensively. And, you know, Tosh Lapoy, throughout the season, there were some talks about maybe he didn't call all the plays all the time. But they got torched. They missed – wait. Who was the defense coordinator last year for Alabama? Last year?
The one and only Jeremy Pruitt.
They missed Jeremy Pruitt.
Big time.
Man.
Yeah.
They got torched.
I think it gives a little bit of validity to staff continuity, but I walked away thinking more that you could tell there were a lot of Alabama coaches going somewhere else after the game was over. I think, if sure. anything, my takeaway was that, wow, what Jeremy Pruitt was able to do managing both jobs last December was pretty impressive, because Mike Locksley didn't handle it well. In my view, I didn't think he called that great of a game. Tua did not execute. The offensive line was absolutely terrible by Alabama offensive line standards. But there are some play calls down there on the goal line that I didn't understand, like running Tua Tagovailoa on fourth down and not allowing him to pass the ball. There are some other situations very similar to that. I didn't think Michael Oxley had his best game. He wasn't the reason Alabama lost. I didn't think he had his best game. And I think that maybe can be chalked up to him trying to manage two jobs for the past month. And I walked away thinking, wow, what Jeremy Pruitt was able to do last December with managing to get Tennessee's first recruiting class together and coach Alabama's defense in the national championship, or in the playoffs, rather. I walked away more impressive with what Jeremy Pruitt did last offseason.
865-255-03, B Dry Waterproofing Hotline. We'll take our first break of the day. Man. Hey, you know what? I want to give an award when we come back. I just feel like it's time to just recognize folks when they're just doing good things. I can't even wait to add a boy. I gotta give this award out now. So I'm thinking I'm gonna do that after the break. 865-255-03, B Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Be right back.
Take an L. Just because you can't listen to the Swain event live, you can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the smokehouse stew, barbecue cheddar meatloaf, or the smoked turkey and dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sauteed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their hillbilly chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over. Join the Swain event at Dead End Barbecue on Wednesday, February 6th, to celebrate the Vols' victories on the recruiting trail. Enjoy a special barbecue breakfast and listen to Jason Swain and the guys break down each signee during the special edition of the Swain event live from Dead End Barbecue. They will be giving away t-shirts and other awesome items. Former players will be on hand as well as great guests. What better way to celebrate the 2019 signing class than enjoying some delicious barbecue and hanging out with the Swain event? Spend National Signing Day with the Swain event and Dead End Barbecue.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate? If so, then call me, Jennifer Morris, with Keller Williams Realty. I take a no-nonsense approach to the real estate transaction. No fluff, just facts. Having lived and worked in the Knoxville area for 19 years, I am very familiar with the local real estate landscape and am ready to help you get the most money for your property with the least amount of hassle in the shortest amount of time. No one likes for their home to sit on the market for months at a time. If a straightforward approach to your real estate needs is what you prefer, then give me a call. Jennifer Morris with Keller Williams Realty at 865-694-5904 or email me at jennifermorris865@gmail.com.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
As a Tennessee fan, as an SEC fan, if you don't understand why folks are a little happy that Alabama lost the way they lost, then I don't know what to tell you. You play Alabama every year. Alabama, for some folks, is your biggest rivalry. So for others, it's Florida. But it's Alabama and it's Florida. If you don't understand why it's good for your biggest rival, someone you play every year, to lose, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I mean, I could draw pictures. I mean, my kid's crayons upstairs. Do we not understand that both stinks for Tennessee?
See,
both stinks for Tennessee, but there's one that's a whole lot worse.
Yes. I don't understand how you can't find this enjoyable. Genuinely, if you are not an Alabama fan, how is it not fun to see Alabama get their butt kicked up and down the field? Oh my gosh, that was a revelation last night. That never happens. You saw something that you don't ever see. From a baseline, I don't get that from anyone who's like bitter today. Oh, Clemson won. That's not fun. It was at least fun to see Alabama get rocked.
We are big Steph Curry fans in this house. My daughter is a huge Steph Curry fan. The reason why I love Steph Curry is because Steph Curry is doing something that more kids can do. Steph Curry is probably the same height as me. I saw him in person in Charlotte during the West Virginia weekend. The dude is the same height as me. Steph Curry was told he was too small, that he couldn't handle the ball. All he did was just outwork everyone. He's a two-time MVP. He's a world champion. You are not going to be LeBron James, because LeBron James comes around once in a lifetime. 6'9", big, strong, fast. He's physically gifted. Kevin Durant, physically gifted. But Steph Curry, Steve Nash, those guys, you get that by working. You get that by having the right stuff inside of you. And that gives everyday folks hope that they can achieve the same thing. You don't have to be just gifted. Dabo Sweeney and Clemson should give other programs hope that they can go out there and do the same thing. Alabama, that's a once-in-a-lifetime dynasty right there. Mm-hmm. Nick Saban is a once-in-a-lifetime coach. But Dabo has proven, man, you ain't got to be Nick Saban. You ain't got to be Urban Meyer. You can just be a good dude. You can be a good dude and win in college football.
You know what I thought of?
What's that?
Rick Barnes in Tennessee winning a national championship in basketball this year.
I like that.
And Rick Barnes and Dabo Sweeney's comments after the game, speaking to when you have a team full of guys that care about each other,
Understand
the ultimate purpose. You can achieve what Clemson achieved last night. I immediately thought of what Rick Barnes and this basketball team has this year and what they can do come March.
100%, man. 100% agree. Clemson should give you hope that it can be done in other ways than what Alabama is doing it. Yes, they came in here and they took three players. You mad at Clemson? You mad at Clemson because they out-recruited Butch Jones? They were going to go somewhere. You rather them go to Alabama?
Nope.
Or Georgia?
Nope.
Or Florida, where you play them every year?
Nope.
So you mad at Clemson that the three kids that could have been in Tennessee not here because Butch Jones pooped the bed. I mean pooped. No diaper, no wipes, pooped.
Well, really?
Down his leg, recruiting these three kids.
Four kids, because Tavion Feaster, wasn't he committed to Tennessee there for a while?
He's from Tennessee. I think, no, he's, no, no.
They had
he didn't commit, but he was, Tennessee was on him really, really hard. I remember.
And then, but what about the other one? Lin J. Dixon, didn't he play for Clemson? He was committed to Tennessee at one point?
Yeah.
Last recruiting cycle, I believe.
Yeah, I ain't that bitter to where I want kids from East Tennessee to not be successful. They didn't come to Tennessee, okay, but I would rather them go to Clemson than anywhere else because Dabo's a good dude. And sitting there watching Amari, like, live his dreams was amazing because people get, like, T. Higgins and T. Martin mixed up. They think T. Higgins is a T. Martin's son. But no, the first name is the same. That's not how it works. Amari is T. Martin's son. And Amari growing up, all he heard was T. Martin's son, T. Martin's son, T. Martin's son. And I remember when he reached out to want to train and want me to work with him. And I do this with all my kids. I asked him the first day, what's your reason why? Why do you want to do this? Because number one, when you're hurting, when it's hard, when I'm jumping your butt and you're thinking about quitting, are you wasting reps, are you wasting time? I want to know your reason why so I can bring it up to you. So that way you can reflect and get your mind right and get back to work. So I asked him his reason why. Man, he wanted to create his own name. He wanted to be great. He wanted his own name. Hey, he got his own name. Amari Rodgers, national champion, Clemson Tigers.
20 years after his dad won it, and that is so stinking cool. And, you know, Amari didn't have the yards that Justin Ross had last night or T. Higgins. But Amari was instrumental in setting the tone early on in that game. In ETN's first touchdown, he gets into the end zone because of Amari's blocking.
Yeah, great blocking on the perimeter.
So, you know, Amari somewhat did all the dirty work and allowed Justin Ross and T. Higgins and Travis Etienne to shine. So, I'm with you, Swain. It's really cool to see East Tennessee kids shine.
I'm going to go a little off the beaten path here. You know what I can't stop thinking about from last night?
There's no telling.
In the pregame, I don't know if you saw that feature about Tua and his family and how when Tua plays poorly, his dad hits him with a belt. That's not funny. I'm sorry. That entire did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
That really happened.
This has been a storyline for a while now.
Yes.
I think it was before the SEC Championship game or before the Iron Bowl where that story initially came out.
Okay, so I saw it for the first time yesterday.
Yeah, so it's been
on Twitter.
It's been funny to watch national college football writers realize that happened and then their reaction.
I can't stop thinking about it. Because two interceptions.
Do you think
things went off the rails?
Tua got the belt last night.
If there was ever a time to, that would be it, right? I mean, he had this magical season except for this.
He threw two picks. He got outplayed by a true freshman. He hasn't looked good the last two games.
But he looked rattled.
Yeah. I mean, he's hurt, but he hasn't looked like Superman in the last two games. And he's always been a risk taker. Always. Even last year in the Georgia game. Remember, he took a sack that was really, really bad right before he threw a touchdown pass and made a joke that, hey, I just told Nick I just don't need more room to throw it. So Tua has worried Nick about his decision making since he's played. It just bit him in the butt yesterday against a really good team that has a lot of talent. You don't have to be number one in recruiting every single year, according to the rankings, to win a championship. Clemson, 2 out of 3 years, they have not been in the the top five. Man, 1 year they signed like 15, 16, 17 kids. They didn't need to sign a bunch of kids. Now, they were highly rated. They were really good players. But if you can't draw some positive from Dabo, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Anytime Tennessee is not winning a championship, it's not good for Tennessee fans. I understand that. But Dabo Swinney, when Tommy Bowden was fired, the AD said, Dabo, you in charge. Dabo called his wife and said, I got bad news. We've been fired. Even worse, I've been named the interim. Dabo was scared to death. Didn't know what he wanted to do. Didn't know, but look at him. And looking at Jeremy Pruitt, who's had more success as an assistant coach than Dabo Swinney he has before he became a head coach, that should give Jeremy Pruitt some confidence that he can do the same thing. But it's going to take Jeremy Pruitt to not have an ego like Nick Saban. It's going to take him to be comfortable in his own skin. It's going to take him to let folks coach and do their job. It's going to take him to have those players loving him and playing for him and respecting him the same way we saw Clemson last night. Clemson just showed us that you don't have to be Alabama to win. And to me, that's encouraging. Maybe I'm just, a pie in the sky. Maybe I'm being too optimistic. Maybe that's just me. Whatever, that's fine. But I was encouraged by what I saw yesterday because you don't have to be Alabama to win it.
The thing, I 100% agree with you, but what concerns me is that, and you said it to start the show, is that Dabo Swinney is really good at letting his coaches coach. And I said it last week that that's probably the area, not probably, in my opinion, it is the area that Jeremy Pruitt needs to improve on the most in letting his coaches coach. Dabo Swinney is more of a CEO of Clemson's football team than a head coach. Sure, he's a really good football coach, but he lets the defensive coordinator, Brent Venables, work and do his thing, and then he lets his co-offensive coordinators work. So I think that's the biggest difference right now, something that Jeremy Pruitt is going to have to really work on going forward.
Right now, we're comparing Dabo in his, 13th, 15th year, I don't know how long he's been in Clemson, to Pruitt's first year.
Right.
And when Dabo took over, I'm pretty sure he had to learn the hard way about doing things certain ways, too. And Pruitt has learned so much in year number one, so much. And there's going to be probably a little bit of staff turnover. Probably will be. And he is going to learn a lot from year one to year two. He's a first-time head coach. It's not like he's entering a situation where he inherited a bunch of talent. He inherited a ton of stability above him, that the fan base ain't restless and ready to burn things down at any given moment's notice. Like, he inherited a difficult situation. So he has time. Not all the time in the world, because it is SEC and it's pressure packed, but he's only in his first year, and Dabo is, I think, been there 10 plus years. I need to give an award.
Go for it.
I need to give an award. I don't think this music is appropriate, Ben. I think you need to play your favorite artist.
Oh, Drake?
I think you need to play your favorite artist, man. I need to give an award.
Okay, I got you.
I know you got Drake songs just on your favorite playlists on iTunes. I know you have a playlist entitled Drake.
Not true.
My boy.
Not true.
My best friend.
Here you go. Here's
my idol. I just want to give an award, man. I really do here. I will give a Kevin Durant speech, but I just can't turn off being emotional like that. Maybe I need to work on my acting skills a little bit. But I'm going to pull a line from Kevin Durant when he was named MVP there with the OKC Thunder. Drake, you're the real MVP, man. You are the real MVP. On behalf of the Swain event, I want to commemorate this moment. I want to award Drake with an honorary VFL card. Honorary. I know Bush tried to give Maurice Correct that when he came and spoke, which was embarrassing and ridiculous. But today, I am giving Drake, that's right, Drake, an honorary VFL card for going down and sabotaging Alabama football. Because he's done it to Conor McGregor. He's done it to the Toronto Raptors. Who else did he do it to?
Kentucky.
He's done it to Kentucky. Yeah.
He did it to Johnny Manziel.
Oh, man. He just ruined poor Johnny Manziel. Oh, my goodness.
Drake is the new Kim Kardashian. No, not Kim Kardashian. Drake is the new Kardashian in general.
Yeah, he's the new Kardashian. Yeah. Drake, man, I hope you cherish this, man. All those awards you got. Lifetime Achievement Awards, BET, Grammys, Emmys, I don't know all of them. All those awards you got, slide them all the way over in trophy case, because this is what matters the most. VFL honorary card, man, for your contributions to Vol Nation last night. Thank you. We don't have to hear from Jim, Auntie, Pam, who are married, Uncle, Auntie, who are married, and the cousins. We don't have to hear about them bragging about Alabama football. Dude, I don't have to hear about my family down in Alabama texting me bragging about Alabama football. All my uncles. Thank you, Drake. Thank you.
One of my closest friends, he and his wife, flew all the way out there, bought tickets, and is staying until Wednesday.
Oh.
Drake?
You know what he told me?
See, Drake, man. Oh, you did it, Drake. You did it, Drake. You got a story to tell?
Oh, I've got a story to tell.
Drake, man, you the real MVP, dog. You did it, Drake. Man, you my favorite artist right there. Favorite artist. I'm going to learn me a Drake song. The singing one or the rapping one? I don't know. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproof Hotline. MVP, Drake. Be right back.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Number 232, savings off NSRV, blue dot dealer savings, and manufacturer incentives with approved credit, less finance through GM. Offer expires 8/31/18.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the select old-fashioned pimento cheese or cranberry pecan chicken salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's ham salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Around the SEC, powered by 42nd Street Marketing, your game-winning play call for design, marketing, and branding.
All right, it's time for Around the SEC. I wonder where we're going today for Around the SEC. Brought to you by 42nd Street Marketing and Design. They do everything that you can imagine to get your business, your name out there to the masses. 42sd.com is their website. Call Mike at 865-382-7007. They specialize in print design, logo design, web design. They do it all. One-stop shop for branding, 42nd Street Design, 42sd.com. Ben, where are we going in the SEC today, man? I just don't know what's going on in the SEC.
While I'm talking, we are not going to really particularly talk about the championship game because we will probably talk about the championship game for the majority of the show. There was other SEC news yesterday. Auburn left tackle Prince Tega announced that he is returning to school. Missouri running back Demarie Crockett declared for the NFL draft, which should come as a very, very happy news to Tennessee fans because Demarie Crockett has destroyed Tennessee the last couple of seasons, and Arkansas defensive back Ryan Pooley also declared for the draft. In recruiting news, this affects Tennessee. Charles Moore, a four-star defensive end, decommitted from Mississippi State on Monday night. He is the number nine strong side defensive end in the class of 2019 and the number eight overall recruit from the state of Mississippi. And to wrap up around the SEC, I'm going to explain to you why, Jason, we don't even need to get on Twitter the rest of the week because it has been won by former Ole Miss wide receiver A.J. Brown for his troll of Alabama and Nick Saban during the game last night. A.J. Brown tweeted, "Nick Saban about to snatch all the keys to the Challengers and Camaros back at the facility."
Man, did he tweet that?
He tweeted that.
I was wondering who tweeted that. Man, that's great. Can I like that more than once? Can you favorite and like it?
I think you can go retweet
bookmark it.
You can go retweet it. You can quote tweet it. You can like it, and you can bookmark it.
You know what that reminds me of? That tweet reminds me of Chappelle's show when Chappelle was Diddy. He's P. Diddy. And he was kind of reenacting the scene from Making the Band. And P. Diddy was like, "All right, now." Dave Chappelle was like, "All right, I'm closing studio down. All right, I'm closing it down. I'll open it back up if you walk and get some Cambodian breast milk. That's I'll open it back up. Nope, I'm shutting it down. I'm shutting the studio down. Nope. That reminds me of Nick Saban. Nick Saban is giving these dudes a 2 a.m. curfew now, and he is taking the keys away from all the Chargers. Wow, A.J. Brown.
It is going, in a way, last night's game almost scares me because the last thing college football needs is a pissed off Nick Saban going into the offseason.
Oh, he's coming. Oh, he's coming next year.
And let's not forget that Tua's going to be back.
Oh, they got motivation.
Damien Harris leaves, but those backs will be back. Najee Harris.
I ain't worried about Najee Harris.
Dude's a baller. He was carving that Clemson defense last night.
Jacob's the best back on that team.
I agree with you. He's a junior though, so I'd be surprised if he came back.
He got some kids. Go to the league, man.
Oh yeah, he's
out of here.
But you know, A.J. Brown was not the only SEC player trolling Alabama last night. Dominic Wood Anderson Tennessee's tight end, also took to Twitter in an interesting decision, and he trolled Butch Jones.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. He trolled Butch Jones. He put out this picture, tweeted out this picture.
He tweeted that out?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, my God.
But
a winner.
He added comments to it.
Okay.
And he says, on the side giggling the whole year, thinking this was going to be his best night ever as a coach. Not today, Butch.
True. Hey.
To me, that's a little weird, though. Like, Dominic Wood Anderson didn't even play for Butch.
It doesn't matter. The statement is still true. The tweet is still great.
Did you all see Khalil McKenzie? He was on it, too.
Oh, I did not see Khalil's tweet.
He, at one point, I forget exactly what it was. It might have been shotgun at the goal line or something. And Khalil, because I didn't see this tweet until a little bit after he tweeted. So I'm not sure exactly what he was referring to here. But he said, I bet I know who suggested that play.
Well, I think the funnier tweet is that, I think it was after the game or at the end of the game. I'm looking at Khalil's timeline now.
Yes, that's the end of the game.
He tweeted out a video of Kawhi Leonard's laugh and tweeted hashtag cursed.
I saw that, man. I was rolling, man. Last night was fun. I'm not gonna even lie. And I tried to play it off it ain't a big deal. We just gonna come in here and do the show like we normally do. Man, forget that. This is great. Your rival gets smashed. As you can tell, I don't subscribe to the whole SEC loyalty thing.
No.
I'm on Danny Cannell's team today. Hey, what's up, Danny Cannell? Holla at your boy. You want to come on the show? Celebrate with us? I don't care about the SEC success. I don't. Not when Tennessee is a bottom dweller. I don't care. When Tennessee starts winning and getting on top of the SEC, then I'll wear the SEC pride sticker. But for now, I don't care. I want everyone to lose in the SEC. Everybody. Everybody lose. Except for LSU this bowl season. They made me proud.
No, you know what? Danny's not allowed to come on the show after seeing his
Is he trolling?
His back and forth with Clay Travis.
Is he trolling?
Of course, yesterday when it was announced the greatest defensive mind in college in football history, Greg Schiano, had essentially been fired as defensive coordinator at Ohio State. Clay Travis tweeted, Tennessee fans saved its program from abject disaster by shooting down the Schiano hire. Every single person who ripped them should have to write a personal apology column addressed to Vol fans. Danny Cannell replies, clearly the fans were right, as evidenced by Tennessee's monster 5-7 season with three huge wins over Charlotte, ETSU, and UTEP. Way to go. We'll all get that apology letter soon. And then Clay Travis responded, I said national media, Danny, not unemployed SEC trolls.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Ooh.
So Danny Cannell can no longer come on the show.
Ooh.
That was also really satisfying yesterday. Can we say that? Greg Schiano getting canned by Ryan Day. If you're a Tennessee fan and you don't take joy in that, I don't know what you're doing. Because that's the completion of the vindication of Tennessee fans, I would say. Correct. Like him not being named head coach is one thing, but him then being fired by the new head coach is that much better.
Good. I don't like celebrating dudes getting fired.
He'll be fine.
Like that. Let me finish. And I don't know what Schiano did or didn't do there at Penn State. I didn't want him because of football reasons, and I didn't want him because Tennessee just finished up a top nine, and that whether he did anything or not, I just didn't want that around. I didn't go over the line and act like he was there. When Sandusky's doing what he's doing, I didn't go that far. Some did. And I think it's pretty naive of us to not admit that. There were some people who went overboard. There were some who didn't want him for the right reasons. I don't know if he's gonna rebound, Charlie.
You really don't think so?
I mean, you can't coordinate defense at Ohio State with all those talented players in the Big Ten. Where are you going to coordinate?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Fair enough.
I mean,
yeah,
you have an SEC roster in the Big Ten, and you're still getting torched by teams like Purdue and Iowa.
According to Ohio State, he is pursuing NFL interest.
Yeah, that's where you need to go back.
He's got it, yeah.
Go back to the NFL, be a linebacker coach. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't bounce back from that. You're the D.C. at Ohio State. You got more talent than everybody. And you get fired by a dude who's never been a head coach before. And you have been a head coach at two places, including at the NFL level.
Not great, Bob. Not great.
We got Attaboy coming up next. Stay with us.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
There is a 20% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy, with a high of 63 and a low of 34. Mostly sunny tomorrow, with a high near 43 and a low around 24. More sunshine on Thursday, with a high in the upper 30s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
If you're among the 40% of obese American adults, you know that diet and exercise doesn't always work. The National Institute of Health recognizes bariatric surgery as the most effective long-term treatment for severe obesity. Premier Surgical's two bariatric offices, Foothills Weight Loss Surgeons and New Life Center for Bariatric Surgery, have helped thousands of East Tennesseans change their lives and health. Weight loss surgery has been shown to improve or resolve many obesity-related conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and sleep apnea. To learn if bariatric surgery is right for you, attend one of the free seminars offered each month by New Life Center for Bariatric Surgery at Tanova Turkey Creek or Foothills Weight Loss Surgeons at Fort Sanders Regional. Visit our bariatric surgery page at premiersurgical.com for more information. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
It's time for some positivity this morning. We do that on our segment called Attaboy. You remember back in the day when you played sports and you made a good play, and your coach would slap you right there on the backside and say, Attaboy. And I'm pretty sure volleyball coaches and softball coaches and women's basketball coaches probably do the same thing to their girls, and they say, atta girl. So we want to name that segment to highlight good things that are happening out here in the world, because if you turn on the news, doesn't matter what station it is, most of the news is driven by negativity. And if you get caught up and watching the news, you would think that everyone is bad all the time. There's no one is good. There's no good people left. And that's just not true. It's only because it's being highlighted. The negativity is being highlighted. And so I want to spend time each and every day when we're going to work, when we're starting our day, to understand there are good things happening in the world. There are good people doing good things. And so that's why we call this segment Attaboy. Guys, what do we have today?
I'll take it first here. Just a quick one from Tennessee's football team. Yesterday, Tennessee defensive back Bryce Thompson was named to the freshman All-American team by the Football Writers Association of America after his season of 34 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 3 interceptions, and 10 passes defended. Bryce Thompson, his effort did not go unnoticed, and he was named to the freshman All-American team again by the Football Writers Association of America. So another cool accomplishment for that young man who has had a few honors this postseason, and I think has a very, very promising career ahead of him in the game of football. So an attaboy to Bryce from me this morning.
That's a good one, because Bryce Thompson was one of the lone bright spots about that Tennessee football team this year.
No doubt.
I am giving an attaboy to P.K. Subban, not because of his goal in last night's Predators win, but because he texted a video to a 13-year-old hockey player who has been dealing with racism this season, and is pretty cool because without the internet, it would not have happened. A Reddit user who goes by Hockey7676 posted on Monday that their 13-year-old son had been getting racist or receiving racist taunts during his hockey season, and somehow PK found out about it, and PK recorded a video and sent him a 42-second, and here it is.
Here at the Nashville Predators, I heard a little bit about you and what you're going through. I can tell you this right now, that as long as you're still breathing in this world, you got to believe in yourself and let nobody tell you what you can and can't do, especially if it's because of the color of your skin. You know, in this world, some things happen that we don't really understand. That's okay. We don't have to understand it. All we need to do is understand ourselves, believe in ourselves, and keep trying and keep pushing forward. So I just want to tell you that when you're playing hockey, you play because you love the game and you want to play. Let nobody take that away from you. All right, Ty? Hopefully I meet you soon, bud. Good luck.
So that's PK Subban continually being a phenomenal person and just spreading a positive message. And it still baffles me that he gets hate from portions of the hockey world.
He last night in that game, every time he touched the puck, he was booed by the entire crowd in Toronto. They played the Maple Leafs last night. He is a notorious figure in the NHL. On the ice, he is hated, but off the ice, he's given millions and millions of dollars to tons of charities. He has a great charity in Nashville that brings together inner city youth and police officers, and they meet at Predators games. It's called Blue Line Buddies. It's really cool. And then he does things like this. And on top of that, he's a great hockey player. So, yeah, like love PK, love that. And I love the fact that he's playing better, because he was injured for a long time and has been a little rusty coming back. So, good stuff.
Man, social media can be, like, so terrible. You know, it can be used. It's a tool, and it can be used in some really negative and bad ways. But without social media, you don't get a PK Subban being able to touch a young man who's being bullied. Mm. You don't get that. And I remember being like front row and center during the whole Keaton Jones situation a couple years ago. And young boy from East Tennessee put out a video. He was bullied, and it went viral. And I had reached out to the family, and still friends now with that family, and kind of helped navigate them through this whole this media craze. I mean, there was one day where we had, I want to say, 7 interviews. Had people flying in from New York, CBS, and Good Morning America, and Ellen had reached out, and it was crazy. It was crazy, and it just swept this family by storm. All the media attention, and then there was some fake news put out, and all that attention went away because folks thought that the family was racist or something. And I'm still friends with those good folks today. Connected Keaton with Jared Garantano, and they're like buds and stuff like that. So, but I remember that time. Captain America, I got a message from someone that Dame Lillard wanted to reach out. The Titans brought them in. The Predators brought them in. Keaton got a chance to go to Tennessee's practice and meet all the players. That doesn't happen without social media. And I think that's really cool because it can be used in so many positive ways. All right. We'll take our top of the hour break here. Hour one is, my goodness, it's gone already. So stick around. Touchdown Turnover is coming up next. Stay with us.